Today we're visiting with South Central Fisheries District Supervisor Paul Bailey. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Welcome to the program, Paul.
Thanks, Mike.
Paul, you manage the South Central District. Explain what that all encompasses.
Well, basically, I'm responsible for the South Central 6th of North Dakota. So from some of our Coteau counties, Kidder, Logan, McIntosh, a little bit west of the Missouri River, and then manage the Missouri River, Lake Oahe, kind of from that Stanton area down to the North Dakota, South Dakota border.
Paul, we went into this last winter, very dry. How are things looking in your district?
Well, it's a kind of a tale of two worlds right now in the South Central Fisheries District. Further, the eastern portion of the district that I manage, kind of in the Coteau area, Kidder, Logan, McIntosh counties, we did get a little bit of relief there in form of some better snowfall this year. So hopefully that'll alleviate some of our drought concerns there a little bit. We're still hoping for some more moisture this spring. It would certainly be welcome. But then as we get into Burley, Emmons counties, and then west of the river too, we're much drier there. So it's definitely going to present some challenges for access this spring especially. And then we start having some concerns with these lower water levels and the loss of fish habitat. And maybe probably none more so right now than in Lake Oahe, where we're dealing with some very low water levels. Anglers are going to be greeted by water levels that are about 9 feet lower than what we've been kind of accustomed to since about 2009. So that's going to definitely present some challenges as far as access goes. The lower flows in the river tend to exacerbate those sediment issues that anglers are pretty familiar with dealing with when the ice first comes off, that some sedimentation may have happened on our ramps over the winter, say from that, the Wilton area all the way down to, the McLean Bottoms, Grainers area. But even more so, it's going to be more challenging on Lake Oahe itself this year. So basically, beaver, Cattail, Langlers Bays, Fort Yates are presenting some real challenges this year as far as what anglers are going to encounter for boating access this year. And we're going to do our best with the Game and Fish Department, hopefully the Corps of Engineers, who manages most of those facilities on Lake Oahe, is ready to hit the ground running this spring to try and reestablish some semblance of good boating access on Lake Oahe.
Paul, let's move into fish populations. Let's start with walleyes in your district.
Yeah, that's really kind of the best game in town, especially in our district lake fisheries, more of our prairie pothole lakes, I guess we're talking about. We've got some really fantastic walleye opportunity out there, and the walleye tend to have weathered the drought a little bit better than our pike and perch, especially. Most of our walleye populations are maintained through stocking. A lot of those lakes don't have the ability to support natural reproduction themselves. So we've been able to maintain pretty good walleye fisheries despite some of the challenges Mother Nature's thrown at us. So that's looking really good. But on the Missouri River, Lake Oahe, what's kind of neat is there's still some opportunity for some really nice sized fish out there. That we've got this strong 2009 year class left that's kind of getting to the end of their lifespan to a certain degree, but there's some really nice fish out there that are some of these older size classes. And then we didn't see good natural reproduction for a few years, kind of centered around that 2011 flood. So I think anglers are going to notice kind of that maybe shortage of fish that are really what they might be looking for in that kind of 16 to maybe 25 inch range that correspond to some of those missing year classes that resulted from the 2011 flood. And then lo and behold, we have had 7 of the 8 last years have had been pretty good reproductive success of walleye in the Missouri River, Lake Oahe. So that's resulted in the fishery kind of being dominated by those smaller fish right now, kind of some missing size classes of those fish, say from that, kind of 16, 18 inch range up to that 25, 27 inch range. But there's still some trophy potential out there too. So what we see in a place like the Missouri River, Lake Oahe, where we've got that erratic reproductive success due to what Mother Nature throws at us, that can lead to some of these kind of peaks and valleys in the size structure of those fish that we're seeing out there.
Let's move on to northern pike in your district.
Sure, that's our pike populations aren't as good as they had been, in the recent past. Our pike populations really got a shot in the arm in the spring of 2009 when we had those high water levels. Again, springs of 10, 11, we saw good pike reproductive success in a lot of our prairie lakes where we are able to get some pike populations maintaining themselves through natural reproduction. But other than that blip we had in the spring of 2020 with those higher water levels, We haven't seen really fantastic conditions for pike reproductive success. So there's still good pike opportunity out there for sure, but maybe not quite as good as we saw just, you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Sure. Let's move into panfish in your district. Let's start with perch.
Sure. Perch, same story as the pike, really, that most of our perch populations are maintained through that natural reproduction. And when conditions are good, we see a good boom in our perch fishing. That usually coincides with, you know, about 4 to 6 after one of these high water periods, we see anglers really being able to capitalize on that good perch fishing. But I think what anglers found this winter was, you know, maybe it was harder to get a limit of 20 perch, but some of the perch that they caught were certainly some really nice sized fish. You know, some anglers were pretty consistently being able to get, you know, some of those 11, 12 inch perch, maybe even a bit larger in some cases.
Sure. So, any other panfish in your district, Paul?
We do have some bluegill and crappie fisheries, especially in some of our reservoirs along the Missouri River and to the west of the Missouri River, that I know a lot of anglers really appreciate. Generally, those are, I guess, opportunity's been pretty consistent there. I guess I'd say what anglers have experienced there in the last few years, they should continue to see, I guess, for the foreseeable future.
Okay, and there's some other opportunities in Lake Oahe, catfish fishing early in the spring?
Right, absolutely. That might be one of the most underutilized fisheries we have in the state is our Missouri River System channel cats, but it can be some pretty spectacular fishing, especially from, they're so accessible from shore. You know, pretty low-tech fishing for sure. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of angling experience to have some real success with catfish. They're fine eating fish too, and can put up a good fight. So they have a lot of characteristics I think folks would really be interested in taking advantage of, especially from the shore.
Paul, any special projects or anything anglers should be aware of this spring?
Yeah, I think anglers in the South Central District have seen us conducting some of our walleye tagging studies in the past. That allows us to evaluate whether or not our current regulations that we have in place are really adequate for the long-term sustainability of our walleye populations. So we've done those tagging studies at Alkaline, Josephine, and Rice Lake, and we're really happy with the results we've got from those that say anglers are not harvesting too high a proportion of the fish in those fisheries for the long-term good. So that's really good news. We plan to hit one of our other premier district lake walleye fisheries, Dry Lake, this spring to conduct a similar tagging study.
Okay. Paul, we just revamped, the Game of Fish just revamped their Where to Fish page on the Game of Fish webpage, which makes it really easy for anglers to find opportunities. Give me a lake in your district where somebody could go to that Where to Fish page and kind of find out some information.
Sure. I mean, as soon as the ice comes off the Missouri River, Lake Oahe, we've got a number of sites on there that are really good options for anglers to fish from shore. Basically anywhere from the Bismarck area, say down to that Fort Rice area. Anglers throw out a Lindy rig. If they're not familiar with that, Google could really help you out there.
Right.
A Lindy rig with a floating jig and a fathead minnow on it can catch you, I mean, a whole host of species in Lake Oahe, from walleye, sauger, pike, catfish, white bass, drum. I mean, it's a smorgasbord of fish you can catch using those techniques, or casting crankbaits kind of around the sunrise, sunset times, even into the dark. Can be really effective for catching walleye, especially from some of these shore fishing spots. So, I mean, a few definitely worth mentioning. I mean, the Hazleton area has got very good shore fishing access there. Eckroth Bottoms, Fort Rice, Huff Bluffs are all popular shore fishing spots that can be really good as soon as the ice comes off.
So overall, South Central District fishing should be okay.
Yep, I think anglers got a lot to look forward to.
A lot of great information, Paul. Thank you.
Thanks.